Stormy Vandeplaz is peering through a spotting scope at the entrance to Fowler Beach. She's a biology technician with the U.S. Fish and Wildlife Service, on the lookout for piping plovers. Suddenly, an adult plover darts across the sand.
Oh, there's one, yeah.
The bird briefly enters its nest that officials disclosed with caging to keep out predators. Then, it takes off into the sky. Vandeplaz switches back and forth between her spotting scope and binoculars to see where the plover went.
They're so fast. You always want to make sure that you're not double counting a bird. You know, if the bird gets disturbed as you're walking past, you want to necessarily know where their nest is, so you want to back off and kind of distance yourself to allow that bird to go back onto the nest.
So far this year, staff have found 11 active plover nests at Fowler Beach.
For me, being here for so many years, did I ever dream I would see this? No, never.
That's wildlife biologist Annie Larson, who says the biological response has been shocking. Piping plovers typically prefer high-energy oceanside beaches, and Fowler's on the bayside.
Wave action's more attenuated, you don't have that high-energy beach. And so usually you don't find piping plovers choosing bayside beaches.
But on July 4th, 2016, when work on the beach wasn't even complete, a pair showed up and set up a nest. Larson says the birds can be pretty strapped for habitat. Scientists suspected a pair at Cape Henlopen State Park failed on their nests and came here to wide, sandy, undeveloped beach habitat.
They laid 4 eggs and we enclosed the nest, and we did not expect that kind of reaction so soon, especially with all the human disturbance on the beach.
And the plovers attracted red foxes that tried to dig under the nest. The birds ultimately abandoned it. 2 years later, as more piping plovers make Fowler Beach their home, the U.S. Fish and Wildlife Service keeps a lookout for foxes, as well as birds and other animals that prey on the plovers. It's critical for the hatchlings to be able to fledge. Staff have also been surveying the area several times a week to keep track of the nests and monitor the hatchlings. And Larson says the U.S. Fish and Wildlife is trying to limit interaction with the plovers. They've closed off the beach to dogs and discouraged people from walking too close to the birds.
The minute you stress them, then they don't eat right, they lose weight, and it's all important things that cumulative stress kills a bird.
The careful surveillance of the plovers feeds into a 1996 recovery plan. The plan set a goal of maintaining 2,000 breeding pairs across the Northeast and Mid-Atlantic. There's currently about 1,800. With 11 active plover nests at Fowler Beach on the Delaware Bayshore, Larson says every little bit helps. Katie Pikus, Delaware Public Media.